on as we prepare to take the Lord's Supper together. You know, many of us have done some pretty shameful things in our lives, things that have often caused us to get racked with guilt, things that we could probably wish we could undo. It'd be nice if we could undo a few things. Wouldn't you love to have about 4 undos in your life? That would cover about 10% for me. But as you think about shame and guilt, it's often associated with relational damage that you did, right? Maybe some damage you did to a close friend by something you did or didn't do. Or maybe it was a neighbor, or maybe it was a sibling. Maybe it was one of your parents, or even your spouse. How many of you would like a redo on something you did that deeply affected your spouse and caused some shame or guilt on your part? You know, I began reading the Bible. I learned a whole other dimension, and that was the extent to which I relationally affected God by my sin, my Heavenly Father. While I grew up in a very spiritual household, I never made a connection between my sin and how that might affect God as my father. And of course, becoming a father cures all that, because you experience that and you begin to understand what it means to love somebody so much and be so hurt by them, by the things they might do. And when I began reading the Bible, that shame and guilt kind of returned. And in fact, it was magnified in a lot of ways, because there's scriptures like Isaiah 53 where it says he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. You go, oh no, now I really feel bad. You know, I don't think, though, that as we prepare to take the Lord's Supper right now and remember Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, I don't think that's what God wants us to feel. I think it's okay if you have felt that in the past, but I don't think it's okay if you feel it this morning if you are a Christian. Because Jesus' sacrifice on the cross was part of God's plan to restore our relationship to him. It was intended to remove our guilt and our shame, not bring it back. It was intended to allow us to draw close to him at a time like this, as a body of believers, as his family, as his children, to come without any hesitation or reservation, knowing that God has removed the shame and the guilt by the sacrifice of Jesus. It's a time, really, when we should be remembering God's unconditional love for us. And so I want to focus on a very small phrase here in Hebrews chapter 1. It's kind of buried in verse 3, the second sentence of verse 3. And it's speaking of Jesus, and it says, after he had provided purification for sins, which is what he did on the cross, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. He provided purification for your sins. He has made you pure. He has purified you. Today, if you've been washed with the blood of the Lamb, you are pure before God. He sees you as pure. Regardless of how you might see yourself or how you might feel. There's some other translations of that same scripture. One says he purged our sins. The definition of purge is to get rid of something you just don't want. God just didn't want to see your sins when he saw you. He wanted to purge them from his view. He did that through Christ's sacrifice on the cross. Another translation says he washed them away. He wanted to make sure that you couldn't see them. Another translation says he cleansed you. He cleared your record. Yeah, we often keep a record of our own stuff when we're racked in guilt and shame. God doesn't. He said, I cleared it in Christ. It's clear. I don't see it. And it's not just for the things you did in the past. It's for the things you'll do in the future as well. And so no matter where you are in the continuum of time, you're good before God. Hebrews 10:14 says, "For by one sacrifice he made perfect forever those who are being cleansed, those who are being made holy." So yes, we are being made holy, and so we are a work in progress in God's eyes, but he's cleansed you forever. And so this morning, as God looks down on you, as you remember the death of Jesus, I want you to remember the purpose of that death, so that you could be clean and see yourself as clean in the eyes of God, to see your sins have been purged, to see you as pure in the eyes of God. So I hope as you take the bread that represents his body given on the cross and the cup that represents the blood that was poured out so that we could be cleansed, I pray that you'll take it with thanksgiving in your heart, grateful because of how God now sees you after the sacrifice of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, it's stunning, really, because in most of our relationships anyway, when we do things that are bring about shame or bring about guilt, those things often alter relationships forever. And in Christ, God, you prevented that from happening and presented a new way for us to approach you. You allowed Jesus to take on the punishment for our sins, and now you see us as clean. You don't hold the cross over us. I pray, Father, that we'll walk confidently and approach you confidently, knowing that we have been cleansed, that our sins have been purged, that our record has been cleared, and our sins have been washed away. We pray in Christ's name, amen.